change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Life is a song we're singing. Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song we're singing. Why don't you sing it?
Don't like the way you're living. Too bad. Can't change your life 'cause it's out of your hands. So sad.
So you sit on your pants and holler 'cause the world ain't between your eyes. Don't you know you contain the power?
Chicken, chicken. Okay. Terrific, everybody. I gotta tell you, this coffee, just the right level of hotness, not too face singeing. It's really, everything is at optimal setting right now. This is wonderful. Once again, you're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is, of course, listen, did you smell something? And we just finished hearing Tom Brown with Jamaica Funk. You all know it. We had BT Express with We Got It Together. Willie Hutch with Get Ready for the Get Down. Isaac Hayes, Chocolate Chip, always a classic. Teddy Pendergrass with Life is a Song Worth Singing. Oh, Teddy P right there. And The Undisputed Truth with Higher Than High. So, once again, a lot of goings-ons down south here of the border in the old U.S. of Merca. And, you know, good on them. The nightmare is over, sort of. But it's only beginning, sort of. So, you know, the Trump presidency is over. The Trump cult, of course, will live on. And who knows what hijinks and shenanigans they'll be up to in the very forthcoming future. But you know what? You know, changing of the guard carries with it certain positive implications. But really, in terms of substance, you know, it's going to be the same old stuff. You know, the cloak and daggers and the smoke and mirrors and the so forth. But hey, you know what? Speaking of smoke and mirrors, remember now, for the last 4 years, there has been a state media channel in the U.S., you know, controlled by Dear Leader and, you know, tailored to be favorable to the ones on top. And that channel was, of course, Fox News. Now, that mantle is being passed on now. The CNNs, the MSNBCs of the world, those are the new state-run media channels, so you kind of have to keep an eye on things. What is the MO here? Well, CNN, the MSNBCs, what they do is they lean to the liberal side. They're going to go ahead and kind of leverage people's common sense values, right? Like, you know, the stealing is bad and killing is bad and so forth. And they just kind of give you all a strategically selected fraction, you know, of the full facts. And there's always going to be this kind of nefarious edge whenever you've got the controlled dissemination of information. But I got to tell you something. To go from Fox News to that is still, in a sick and lesser of two evils kind of way, is an improvement. Because when you'd watch Fox News, they wouldn't even give you the benefit of a partial or a doctored fact. They'd just hit you with a complete fantasy. And what they'll do is they'll just go ahead and leverage all your fears and your worst biases and be afraid. Yes, are you mad? Are you scared? You should be. And you should be more. Like, you know, they'll get you to swallow a poison pill and tell you it's sugar. Anyway, any Jay-Z fans in the house? Y'all can stay right there, tuned in to CKUT 90.3. Visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca.
The power of your mind.
Hey, what's
Make your move. This is Chuck Womack and the Sweet Souls. We got a little thing we put together, and it goes a little something like this. Delmo, put on them ham hocks. All right. Don't you burn them now. Bubbacita, put on them beans, baby. Raymond George, put on that bread, baby. Oh, yes. Say, Carl, give me a little soul, baby. Where's that now? It's gonna be all right. Beans out and see if they come to a ball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Raymond George, see if that cornbread come to a rise. Oh, yes. Must say. Say, Carl, cut me up a little onions and put in it. All right. We're gonna make it funky here now.
Thank you.
Alrighty then, folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3. This is Logic Johnson, once again coming to you pre-recorded for Prophylaxis from my house. It's Thursday morning. To you, it's Friday morning or Thursday night or some kind of something like that. It's probably, if you looked at your clock right now, you wouldn't need me to tell you that it was 2:40-something, okay? Always with the precision. Excuse me. And let's go ahead and name the songs. You know, once again, lots of things to say today. I'm sure if the Durf Man were here, this would be a hearty back and forth. But anyways, you know what? The Durf Man's not here, so it's just gonna be a fourth. So here we go. We just finished hearing Brother to Brother with Hey, What's That You Say? Once again, for the Jay-Z fans, they recognize that little portion there. The Dynamics with Funky Key. The Gators with Funky Funky Twist. The Sweet Souls with Ham Hocks and Beans. Buddy Miles with Baby Don't Stop. And then Gerald Lee from the Black Shampoo soundtrack, once again with Mr. Jonathan. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyways. So once again, wishing our friends to the south an improved next 4 years. You know, those of you that know my thoughts on Drumpf over there that just made tracks, yeah, you know I don't dig the guy. And I will never miss an opportunity to go into great detail and great logical nuance as to why, which I will grant you is a rare thing among you know, Trump haters, people kind of think like, no, I'm not having this conversation. He's terrible. Shut up. Well, you're not helping. You're really not helping. But anyways, some people might be tempted to think, oh, he must be a real Biden fan and everything. He must be real happy now. I say, no, I'm mildly relieved that, you know, once again, we've gone from cyanide to maybe just liquid shite. You'll never catch me playing this game that, oh, if you hate one, then by the laws of a two-party system, you must necessarily love the other. That's just not how things operate in the world of reality. So, no, you'll never catch me, you know, rooting on one side in particular as if they're really someone to get behind. But you know what? There are some positive connotations to ditching the old and bringing in the new here in the States because, frankly, positive symbolism counts for something. You know, what kids can see and what they can aspire to counts for something. So, female black vice president, South Asian vice president, that's good for a kid's mind. Besides that, not much else. But you know what? Like I said, some positive notes.